The American Weekly presents Front Page Drama.
Now, Sarah, be fair. Without your glasses, you could have made a mistake.
Well, I might have made a mistake, but I don't think so.
That's all you need to say.
That's all I need to say to whom?
To the judge who sentenced Joe Barry to prison.
Somebody saw something. Eyewitness evidence put a man behind bars. Listen now to Front Page Drama, brought to you by the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. Our story opens on a fall night when two friends, Mrs. Gloria Walker and Mrs. Sarah Nagel, are walking home around 11 o'clock after attending a church party. The streets of the Middle Western city where they live are practically deserted.
Let's stop walking, Gloria.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, I have a funny feeling that we're being followed.
I don't see anyone.
Back there, in front of the drugstore.
You mean that man with the newspaper?
Yes. He stopped when we stopped. He followed us down State Street and over 9th when we turned.
He did?
I don't like the way he's lurking around. Let's walk a little faster, Gloria.
All right. Is he following us?
Yes.
Sarah Nagel, I think you're crazy to get into a state over this. Let's stop this minute. Did he stop?
No. No, he's walking toward us.
Then he's not following us. Let's just let him walk by.
But...
Just let him walk by.
Not a word out of either of you here. Give me that.
Oh!
Sam, my purse. He took my purse.
Oh, help! Police! Help!
Once at the home of Gloria Walker, the two women entered, and Gloria called out to her husband.
Doug! Doug! Sit down, Sarah, and I'll get us both a glass of water.
What's all the excitement? I thought you were going to a church party, and you look like you've been riding on a roller coaster.
Doug!
What is it?
Doug, my purse. A man grabbed my purse after we turned off state on 9th.
What?
In front of Dr. Bernard's office. Sarah thought he was following us, and we stopped to let him pass.
Did you tell the police?
No.
Well, I'll call the police right now.
We yelled for the police, but there wasn't anyone around, and we rushed over here.
Hello, police? This is Doug Walker at 101 West 9th Street. Yes, a man just grabbed my wife's purse. She and another woman were walking from church. Near 9th and State. Yes. Anything valuable in your purse, Gloria?
Well, all my keys and my driver's license and... Oh, heavens. The church social money.
How much?
$115 for tickets.
$115. What? Oh, just a minute, please. What did the man look like, Gloria? Did you get a look at him?
Sort of short.
Rather tall.
Dark overcoat and light hat.
Dark overcoat, light hat.
Dark hat.
Sort of short.
Gloria, I thought he was sort of tall.
All right, Sergeant, now just a minute, please. Now, girls, did either of you really get a look at this man's face?
Well, it was very dark, but I saw him all right.
And you, Sarah? Now, did you see him?
Yeah, just for a moment. Yes, I saw him.
Now... Could you identify this man if you had to?
I certainly could. Couldn't you, Gloria?
Well, I think so.
Oh, what's that, Sergeant? Yes, that's a good idea. You have? Well, yes, they say they can, so I'll bring them right down. All right. Goodbye. They've got a file of photographs down at police headquarters. They want you both to come down and see if you can recognize any of them.
Now?
Sure. Well, your memories are fresh. Now, come on. I'll get out the car and we'll all go down.
Quite positive that they recognized the purse snatcher from a photograph, the two women again reported to police headquarters the following morning, and from a lineup of suspects, agreed that one Joe Barry was the thief. A man out on parole, Barry, the father of two young children, was brought to court and subsequently convicted of the crime with which he was charged. A day or so after the sentence had been read, Mrs. Walker was sitting quietly at home when...
Are you Mrs. Walker?
Yes.
I'm Mrs. Berry. Mrs. Jo Berry. I wonder if I might speak to you for a moment.
Mrs. Berry? Oh, Mrs. Berry. Of course. Won't you come in, please?
Thank you.
Won't you sit down, please?
Thank you. I suppose I shouldn't be here. But I want to tell you, Mrs. Walker, that you and your friend made a mistake when you said you recognized Joe as the man who took your purse.
But, Mrs. Berry, the court...
I know all about the court, Mrs. Walker. I heard the testimony and the lawyers and the judge, everything. But I tell you, you're wrong when you say that Joe took your purse.
But, Mrs. Berry, I appreciate your feelings in the matter.
Mrs. Walker, let me tell you why you're wrong. First of all, I married my husband knowing that he'd been in jail for burglary. Knowing that he was out on parole. I married him because I love him. That's why. I don't know if you can understand that or not.
Why, of course I can, Mrs. Berry. I just...
On the night you claimed Joe stole your purse, Joe was at home, Mrs. Walker. At home with our two babies. I was out working. I do cleaning at night to help out. It isn't easy for Joe to get work, and... Well, I was doing everything to try to get enough together for us to move away from here. To make a fresh start somewhere else. Joe loves those babies more than his own life, Mrs. Walker. And I know he wouldn't leave them one single minute unless I were there to look after them. Whatever you or the court or your friend or whatever anybody says. Joe didn't leave those babies. Joe Berry was not out of my house that night.
The wife of the convicted man bolted from Mrs. Walker's house, leaving her deep in the thought that she just could have been mistaken in her identification of the thief. Listen in a moment when we bring you the surprising climax to this front page drama. Ladies and gentlemen, most of you listening to this program live in what the government has designated a critical target area. If war comes, that means your city will be one of the first to be hit by enemy bombers. It means that the next Pearl Harbor will not be out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It may be right here where you live. This Sunday, we urge you to get the December 6th issue of the American Weekly and read an important and timely article by George Fielding Elliott. It's titled, No More Pearl Harbors. And it tells what you can and must do right now to protect yourself and your family against the ever-present danger of enemy attack. Let me repeat. Make sure you read No More Pearl Harbors in the December 6th issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. And now, back to our front page drama. Weeks passed, and one day as Mrs. Walker and her friend Mrs. Nagel walked home together after a luncheon party.
That dessert certainly isn't on my diet, but I couldn't resist it. Oh, hello, Carolyn. A nice day.
Who's that?
Carolyn Tunbridge across the street. You know
oh,
her.
Oh, yes. Oh, hello, Carolyn. You know, I can't recognize anybody without my glasses. I lose more friends that way. Well, as I was saying, I wouldn't let that criminal's wife into my house in the first place, and I don't see why...
Sarah!
What?
That night, walking home from the church party.
Well, what about it?
Sarah, you didn't have your glasses on.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I distinctly remember. You didn't have them on all evening, not until we went to the police station to look at those photographs. I can see you now taking the case out of your purse.
I don't wear them very much at night, if I can
help. Sarah Nagel.
What?
If you couldn't recognize Carolyn Tunbridge just now in broad daylight, how could you tell anything about the man in the dark who snatched my purse?
Well, you identified him, too.
But you were so positive I went along with you because you were so positive.
Well, I...
Now, Sarah, be fair. Without your glasses, you could have made a mistake.
Well, I might have made a mistake, but I don't think so.
That's all you need to say.
That's all I need to say to whom?
To the judge who sentenced Joe Berry to prison.
The the two women went and admitted to the judge who had sentenced Joe Barry that they very well might have been mistaken in their identification. His advice to them was to wait before proceeding to reopen the case, as another important development was at hand. Humbly, Mrs. Walker called at the home of Mrs. Joe Barry the following afternoon.
And when Mrs. Nagel and I admitted to the judge yesterday that we could have been mistaken, he told us to wait before we reopened the case. He said something about another development. But I wanted to come and tell you that we intend to see this thing through, Mrs. Barry. We intend to stand the expense of reopening the case and admitting that we could have been mistaken.
That's very sweet of you, but it's not necessary now, you see.
Not necessary?
What the judge told you about happened this morning. Someone else has confessed to the crime for which Joe was put in jail. Joe's upstairs now playing with the babies.
Oh, Mrs. Barry, how wonderful. How can you ever forgive me?
I do, because I know you were going to do the right thing. The judge told Joe so today when he released him.
Could I see him, Mrs. Barry, and try to explain this terrible thing we did to him?
No, I don't think that'd be a good idea, Mrs. Walker. It'll take some time, but someday Joe will understand. I'll make sure of that.
Mrs. Barry, you haven't been able to work outside your home since Joe went to jail. That little fund you have with which to get away and make a fresh start has suffered from this thing, too. So I wonder if you'd accept this money from me. It isn't much, but it's
$100 bill? Why, I've never had $100 all at one time before. Oh, it'll help a great deal, Mrs. Walker.
It'll help me too, Mrs. Barry. Thank you for taking it.
And so ended the story of an innocent person who was convicted of a crime because somebody saw something that didn't happen. This has been another front page drama presented by The American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. Marilyn Monroe tells the truth about me and Joe. Joe who? Why, Joe DiMaggio, of course. Yes, in Sunday's American Weekly, that's the December 6th issue, Marilyn finally reveals the story of her much-talked-about romance with the great DiMaggio. Are they secretly married? You'll find out when you read Me and Joe, Marilyn Monroe's own love story in the December 6th issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city.